Good afternoon, the Exotic Expert. This is Emily. Yeah. Yeah, well, how old is she, sorry? Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, things like carrot, spinach, you can even get there's like a beetroot mix that you can get from Woolies, and it's got like chopped up carrot and beetroot and spinach and things like that. Yeah, you can finely chop that up and you can offer that to her. Mealworms, sometimes they're fed mealworms more so in the pet shop, but it could just be that she is just getting used to things. Can I pop you on hold and I'll just quickly ask one of the other nurses as well? Thanks.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic.
Hey, thanks so much for holding. So yeah, try mealworms, but it is better for her to eat veggies than that. They start off as eating more insects when they're younger, but then they switch to being herbivores when they're older. So if you can keep it, if you can introduce veggies now, is always good. But try some mealworms, broccolini, capsicum, just cutting it up really, really small. So you can try those sorts of things, and if she doesn't pick up in the next like day or two, I'd probably bring her in for a consult just to make sure there's nothing else underlying, like sickness that's going on. Oh, look, at this age, probably about a teaspoon in the morning, teaspoon at night. See how she goes with that. Yeah. Whichever way she'll take it. Most people put it in a little bowl, and then they'll put their calcium supplement on it as well. If Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it's very important because metabolic bone disease is a very common condition with these guys when they don't have a proper diet, and they don't have the calcium and vitamin D and that isn't actually in a lot of the bugs and vegetables that they eat, not enough to sustain them. So that's why you have to supplement with the powders. Yeah. Or if she's gonna eat the mealworms, put it on the mealworms. Whichever way she's gonna eat it. Yep. I mean, you can always go back to the pet shop, ask what they were feeding her, and explain that she's not eating what you're trying to offer her at the moment. And it could just be a matter of that it's something new and something different. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. If you run into any other issues though, just give us a bell. No worries at all. Have a good afternoon. Bye.